Welcome to Soulful Travel Adventures with me, Shamise Daniel. Join me for an hour of soul-stirring conversations with world-renowned lightworkers, shamans, alchemists, and other incredible spiritual leaders whose insights may reveal pathways to becoming the best, most authentic version of you. I believe that the ability to access, trust, and act on your deepest dreams and desires is the only way to create a life that truly resonates with who you are. Discover your magic, break through your limitations, and awaken to your truest self. Soulful Travel Adventures starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soulful Travel Adventures on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am so excited for the next hour. We will be taking live callers. We will do an amazing giveaway at the end of this show. So you'll want to stay tuned. And today we're going to discuss a very simple process on how we can become a master creator. We want to stay in our creative genius zone. That's our space and place where we flow and groove with a life. We don't force, we don't struggle. We can obtain anything we desire. It's often referred to as the law of attraction, but it can be incredibly confusing. I know so many of you have watched The Secret and have done so many packages, taken so many classes, read so many books, and you still feel like you're missing the details of what it takes to create this life that everyone always talks about. You know, so many of us give you examples and tell you our stories and our journey and tell you how easy it is to create these magnificent transformations in your life. And it can be absolutely frustrating to figure out where you're going wrong. And so today I want to cover some of those topics, some of the things that kind of hang people up and that are often not discussed enough, in my opinion, on what throws people off, what causes the glitch as they're going through that transformation process. And one of the biggest things that I feel that people don't take into consideration when they're going through this process of creating their best life is their reticular activating system. It's a part of your brain stem that acts as a filter based on information that we focus on, our personal beliefs, meaning what we believe and what we focus on becomes our filter for life. So you can have people in situations that affirm our beliefs, and based on this filter, based on us believing about our, what we believe about ourselves and the world around us will filter all of the information we're inundated with every single day. So this is one of the biggest reasons why some people feel like all they attract is obstacles, while other people feel like they attract opportunities all around them. It's all about this filtering system. So if, for example, throughout your life, you've heard certain things about yourself. You've been labeled. You've been told you were stupid or you were unlovable or money is hard to get. Money doesn't grow on trees. That becomes part of your belief system the more you're told it. And once you start believing it, what you do is your brain will start to filter out any information that's contrary to that belief. You won't even see it. You may have an opportunity. You may anchor into a relationship where someone loves you, they support you, but because you have a belief that you are unlovable, you will sabotage that relationship. You will never believe that it's true. You will question that person's feelings for you. You will question everything that's going on. You will see red flags everywhere where there isn't any based on those past beliefs. So think of this filtering system as a bodyguard that's constantly replaying your past to you over and over and over again. It's like your entire life, all of the worst things that have been said or done to you, this bodyguard is just following you around, replaying it over and over again. You think this person's amazing? Well, remember the last time you thought someone was amazing and this happened. And it will begin to filter it through that lens. That's all you will begin to see. And so what we want to begin to do is really begin to examine some of those beliefs. So I like to call it busting yourself. You like to bust yourself when you are replaying that tape, that past memory tape over and over again. So let's say you go on a date for the first time because you've been searching for this magical, perfect, you know, soulmate. And the entire time you're sitting there, you are looking for red flags. You're constantly scanning this situation, looking for something that's going to go wrong. So you want to bust yourself. You want to realize that you are scanning life for problems, for drama, for opportunities to reaffirm what you believe about yourself, even though it's something you want to let go of, something you want to change. So start catching yourself, limiting yourself, and putting yourself in this box of beliefs. And that begins to change those filters. It begins to create new neurological pathways so that you can even begin to broaden your scope and not just see drama and problems. You can see all of these amazing opportunities all around you. You can relax into life. You can enjoy life. You can breathe. You can take those adventures without fear. And the other thing that we really want to pay attention to is what's sneaking in there, what's creeping in there, creating a filter that we're not even aware of. And one of the biggest things that I come across is focusing on fear food from the collective. We see it in the media. We see it everywhere. We're just inundated with fear everywhere we look. There's just so much that they're telling us we need to be afraid of. So much that they're telling us that is disempowering us. And so we want to let go of that disempowering blinder that allows us to just keep that fear food focus of obstacles, disempowered situations, oppression, all of that, because then that again creates a belief. We have a belief that we're incapable of creating anything we want because this person or that person or this situation, it wants to see us suffer, wants to see us oppressed or suppressed. They don't want us living our truth, speaking our truth, being in our truth, sharing our truth. And so we want to get out of that so we're not creating a foundation of victim mentality where we believe that there are problems and all of these negative actions from these people who have we've never really experienced them doing anything to us, but we have this belief that they will. So we want to eradicate that. We want to let it all go so that there's nothing stifling our flow. We're not constantly worried about all of these bad things happening. All we're focusing on every single day is living our best life, creating things that bring us joy and bliss. And when we're in this state of heightened joy and bliss, even if things do go wrong, we know that we can create something different or better out of it because we're in our power. We know that we're not going to be limited into that situation. We have choices. We can set boundaries. We can speak our truth. We can walk away. We can create something completely new at any moment. And so we want to stay away from all of that fear food, all of that stuff that is constantly telling us all of these things to be afraid of and to focus on, because then we're not focused within. We're not focused on the things that bring us immense joy and bliss. So right now, what I would love to do is take some callers and we will dive into discussing some filters some obstacles that you've created in your own life that we can begin to transform, and you can begin to create limitlessly. So let's take Amber Rose from California.
Amber Rose from California.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Is this for me?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm just glad to connect with you.
Me too. So what can we create today?
Okay. I love your topic. I definitely have wounding around worth. And so I'd love to create, I'm turning 40 and my mom just passed in April. So I'd like to create from a space of worthiness and create, I want to illuminate other people's lives and ignite their self-worth without unbalancing my own.
If I can. Okay, so what would you say your biggest obstacle and boundaries is?
Knowing when to say no and not overgive an expectancy.
Okay, so I'm going to clear out some old stagnant energy from your mother, and much love to you on this journey with her passing. But you've picked up an immense amount of energy from her on unworthiness, specifically around not feeling capable of allowing in the best things. So all that fear of you'll sabotage it, something bad will happen. So what you're always doing is doing this immense pullback into your safety zone. So not taking risks to really put yourself out there and really speak your truth and really go big, because there's this fear that someone or something will come in and it'll mess it all up. So my question would be, one, does that resonate? And two, can you just trust yourself to set boundaries when things arise without feeling like you have to be hypervigilant and not even try?
Yes, that completely resonates. Definitely been going through some of my own like patterns of self-sabotage after her passing, and navigating that. So that resonates. And I do at this point, in this now moment, I do feel I can trust myself. I'm building towards that.
Okay.
But that had to be me recognizing where I didn't trust myself.
Right. Okay, so let me just clean this up and get this, you know, your maternal line out of there, so you're not picking up some of that, you know, residual belief structure from your mother. So you can just flow through that a lot easier and take those big risks and those leaps, because that's where you're going to find the reward, right? Allowing yourself to be seen and heard so people can resonate with your wisdom and your message. Perfect.
And that's where the worst was getting me too, because am I not having it look perfect, but be worthy enough to show even myself, even in my vulnerability.
Right. Well, that's part of your truth, right? To share.
Right.
Beautiful, goddess. Much love. It looks so much better. So don't be afraid to take a few risks and step out of your comfort zone. You've been really playing it, you know, playing small, really boxing yourself in, which is understandable, but it's time to move on and move up, right?
Right. I agree. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, goddess.
I'm so excited for this podcast you're starting. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful week.
You too. So much
fun. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to continue diving into the subject of being response able. where we're able to dive in and really create our best life ever. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
We're back on Soulful Travel Adventures with Shamise Daniel. And today we're discussing how to become response-able, meaning we want to know how to respond to life, not constantly be thrown around and tossed around and feel like we don't have the ability to create, don't have the power to speak our truth or walk away from situations or people that are not in resonance with who we are at a soul level. So we're able to respond to every situation and every dynamic that arises and put our best self, our best foot, and our best interests forward so we can create everything that brings us joy and bliss, which is the whole point why we're here, right? To create joy and bliss, not to take ourselves, our situations, and everything so seriously and live on autopilot, doing the same things over and over again, always saying tomorrow, you know, someday. We want to do it now. We want to be creating those tidbits of things that inspire us, that taking those vacations, you know, traveling with friends, spending time with our friends, our family, and enjoying everything that we ourselves have brought into our own life. So I want to talk about probably the biggest thing that hangs us up, which is victim mentality. It's going into shame and blame. It's not taking responsibility, maybe not taking action, right? It's where we just kind of sit on the sidelines of our own life, just waiting for something magical to happen that'll kind of snap us out of it. Always waiting on to win the lottery or until you retire or when that, you know, amazing, magical romance comes into your life, instead of realizing you're the one who creates it, you're the one that sets the foundation of that. So one of the things that hangs us up on the creation process is blaming other people. So yes, we can have situations, we can have people in our lives that might cause drama or chaos, but we also have the choice to say, I don't want this in my life any longer. Have a conversation with the person, right? Set boundaries with the person. Set boundaries in every aspect of our life and walk away from things that are not meshing, things that are not resonating and coming together. Everyone isn't being honored. Everyone isn't getting ahead. Everyone isn't living in joy and bliss. So that's our responsibility, that I think when people really start to have the courage and the tenacity to say, you know what, I matter in this situation too. This is my life. I should have a say in what's being created in my own life. And we just start to do that one little thing at a time. So often in sessions, I hear people talk about, you know, my partner and I, we're not getting along. We're fighting. This has been going on for years. And if I ask, well, have you spoke up? Have you said anything? Well, of course. Then why are you still there? Why haven't you guys called it? Obviously, it's expired. Or they'll say, no, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to deal with confrontation. Well, your whole life has become one giant confrontation after another because you haven't dealt with it. So most of the times, things can be cleaned up so simply just by speaking your truth, because problems will build. They will compound over time. And if you say something immediately, and you both can speak your truth and create a shared space of honoring each other and finding a happy medium, things can be settled very quickly. They don't build and need to get explosive. So I think that's something that people often forget, that's a showstopper of success, is just speaking up immediately. It doesn't have to be confrontational. If it gets confrontational, then I would question the person that you're having the exchange with and why they're not honoring you being part of the exchange. Why it has to be all about them. So we're going to take some live callers and we'll dive into this subject of, how often do you hold back your truth? How often are you setting, you know, really clear boundaries with people or walking away when you need to? What has been your journey with that? And would you have anything you'd like to share with everybody else along your journey? Or do you need some energy cleared up yourself around this subject matter? So we'll take
Amira Beth. You are live on Soulful Travel Adventures.
Are you there, Amira?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good, Shanice. I've always wanted to chat you up. Is there an echo going on, Amira?
Well, I'm glad you're here, and you have a show on transformation as well, so this is a great connection. So how has your journey been with everything we discussed? Do you have something you would like to share? I'm sure you do have some tidbits of wisdom.
Yeah, you know, my work in 2020 has really been about being in my sovereignty and releasing codependency towards relationships and men, and really focusing on myself and aligning myself to my career and my beautiful, abundant life. And I've actually had one of the best years of my life. Like, just continuous and peaceful life and everything flowing. And that has really come from me plugging up all those energy links and drawing all that energy back to me, into my world, and self-love, and all the things the experts tell you to do, I'm doing.
Right.
So, you know, and my question for you is I feel like I'm about to come into contact with my beloved.
Okay.
And if there's anything that you can share with me that I need to continue to do or do more or not do to help that alignment happen, I would love to hear it.
Okay. Absolutely. It doesn't look like you need to do anything. It looks like just a little timing gap. But just so everyone knows, I read harmonic matches. So I always read the highest aligned match that you're lining up at this moment. So the person I'm seeing, they haven't moved to where you are quite yet. It looks like they're in California getting ready to move. And so it'll be about 2 months before everything's lined up perfectly. Does that resonate with some of what you've been getting, that it feels like there's a gap?
It's somebody who doesn't live here but comes here often.
Right.
And I felt like maybe he's not quite on Hawaii yet.
He's not. I'm sorry, what was that?
I felt like he's maybe not quite on Hawaii yet.
Right. Yeah, there's, like I said, there's a 2 month gap transition. So from what I'm seeing there, I mean, you're already flowing. You've already got everything figured out. You already know what you need and want. You have that clarity, whereas he's kind of learning about that from, you know, he just doesn't have that clarity yet, if that makes sense. So not only is that 2 month gap going to serve when he moves and you guys can be together frequently, you know, actually have, you know, that consistency in the relationship, but it's going to help him get that clarity beforehand. So then you guys don't have to, you know, kind of go through the messy bits quite as much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's awesome. And thank you, because that's the same kind of information Spirit's been giving you too. But they're going to make sure that the alignment takes.
Right. No, it looks amazing. He's actually cycling through everything really quickly. A 2 month turnaround is pretty quick from where he's at right now. So he's doing great. It's just divine alignment. So it looks absolutely amazing. And then it looks like you guys are going to team up for quite a bit of, he's going to play a big support role within your business dynamic. And then it's going to flow into kind of a symbiotic business relationship down the road, if that makes sense.
Well, hallelujah.
Right? That's always nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice to listen to your show, and I appreciate getting to know you a little bit.
My pleasure, and thank you for calling in, and you have an amazing time enjoying the sun.
Yeah, you too, honey. Aloha.
All right, bye. All right. So, this is a great point for me to bring up what we often get stuck in, which is role playing, where we, you know, have been told all of these identities throughout our life. Like I said, you're stupid. You can't do it for yourself. You need a man to do it for you, or you need a relationship for you to have that stability, to be able to do all the things you want to do. It's so different for so many different people, but we need to sit down and really think about the things that we've been taught and told our entire lives about ourselves, right? The roles we've been playing in our own life. Who have you been taught to be? Because when we are playing a role, what we're doing is forcing something. We're forcing the energy of our life, because it's not natural. It doesn't come naturally to us. We're probably doing things that are out of our wheelhouse, right? We're playing roles with skills that do not come naturally to us. So we have to work really hard at it. We have to try really hard. and nothing flows, and we become so frustrated and exhausted and depressed. And the simple solution would be stop role playing and start soul playing, right? Start playing with our souls, start finding the juicy bits that light us up and bring us joy and inspire us and bring the passion back into our life. And that's where the flow is. That's where we don't even have to try to find what lights us up. We don't have to take those classes. We don't have to read those books. What we do is we surrender to ourselves. So when we, there some points throughout our day, what we do is we surrender. We say, what do I want? What would sound so amazing to discover and dive into at this very moment in my life? And give it to yourself, even in small micro doses. You want to take that trip to Italy? Great. You can't afford it right this smidgen? Then go to an Italian restaurant where they have live Italian music playing. Or better yet, pull out a cookbook, make yourself an amazing Italian dinner, do the best you can, and play your own Italian music. Serenade yourself. Maybe watch a movie that takes place in Italy, or discover a documentary. Look at a map. You know, find some amazing tourist destinations that you've always wanted to go to, and think about what route you would take and what you would see and how you could fully immerse yourself in that situation, how you can taste every part of it. So what you're doing is you're submersing yourself in it now. You're saying, this is important to me. I'm prioritizing this. And you're giving yourself micro doses of it. You're trying to frequency match. And that is so important, because so many people say later, later, they don't even try. They just completely give up. And what you're not magnetizing, you're not attracting. You've basically told the universe, you've told the energy that that's not for you right now. You'll get to it later. And so my suggestion to you would be, can you make a commitment to yourself every single day? Can you decide every single day? You're going to get to know yourself like you're actually in a relationship with yourself. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite flower? What's your favorite activity? What if you could do anything in the world, what would it be? If money was no object, what do you want? What lights you up? What keeps you up at night because you're not living it? What haunts your dreams because you're not anchoring into it and you feel like you're losing time? Start now. Start somewhere. Start soul playing, having fun. Bring that joy back into your life right now. There's always something you can do. And I remember years ago, I was incredibly depressed. I felt out of sync with everything in my life. You know, I did the role playing. I did exactly what you were supposed to do. Get married, have X amount of kids, have this successful business, have all this stuff. You know, theoretically, I should have been happy, but I couldn't have been more miserable if I tried. And so I went to the doctor and she suggested I needed to laugh more. And I thought, oh, well, duh. And so what did I do? I thought, well, how do I laugh more? I Googled it and I found laughter yoga and I got my certification in laughter yoga. So where there's a will, there's a way. There's always some way that you can satiate that part of yourself that needs that energy and that flow and needs acknowledged. If you're just willing to begin somewhere and get real and get honest and laugh, find your joy and spark. And so that's my suggestion for the next week, is get your laugh on. And we will be right back after this break so we can take more live callers and announce who's going to win the wonderful giveaway. So stay tuned.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Welcome back to Soulful Travel Adventures with me, Shamise Daniel. And we are talking about how to be response able, how to respond to life, how to create an amazing life. So where we left off was learning how to connect in with ourselves, learning how to prioritize ourselves in our own lives. So when we spend time with ourselves to inquire, figure out who we are, where we agreed that we weren't smart enough, capable enough, abundant enough, lovable enough, beautiful enough, where did you decide you did not have what you need? And something out there was what you needed to create the life that you desire, to fill that void that they are filling within yourself. When we figure out where all of those lack identities came from, then what we can begin to do is create an aha of, wow, I'm not actually any of those things. I'm an amazing human being. The more you connect in with yourself and get to know yourself, you're going to discover you're far more capable, lovable, beautiful, humorous, amazing than you ever thought you were. It was just all that nonsense you were told from other people that created this void, this lack. And what you've done is tried to fill yourself up with everything you could think of to fill that void, when all you really needed to do was connect in with yourself and see your truth, see who you are. Then there is no void to even fill up. There's all there is your ability to create an amazing life because you know you're capable. You, when you get into a relationship, you love yourself immensely, and all you're doing is seeing if that other person and you could create something amazing together, or if you're not even on the same page. It's not about being lovable. It's not about being beautiful. It's about, is this going to work? Are we going to be in the flow? Are we on the same page? Do we want to create the same things in life? And then you find people that complement you and complement your trajectory in life. There isn't that resistance, that struggle, that strife, because everything just seems to flow so naturally because you know who you are, what you want. You're looking for situations, opportunities, and people that complement that. You're all moving in the same direction. You attract your soul tribe. You attract everything to you because you're not distracted and focused on all that other stuff, that void of trying to feel that space within you, because there is no space. It's all it is creating more amazing things in your life. So you don't want to even waste time with the drama. You want to spend all of your time focused on creating your best life ever. And discovering as many joy and passion points daily as you possibly can. And so that's my hope for everyone here, that you will practice that just a smidge of becoming so responsible and such an empowered creator in your life that you start tossing out those filters. Those old outdated filters. You start tossing out those old outdated limited beliefs, those identities you picked up from probably exes or situations when you were 10 years old in school, you know, from friends that it was probably a little catty or competitive. So all of those things that you picked up probably were from people that needed to diminish your light so they felt a little brighter. So toss them out. Start spending time with yourself. Fall deeply in love. You know, swoon yourself. Get to know yourself so that you can create this magic again, because you know exactly who you are, exactly what you want, and you know exactly how to create it. And you find more people that want to do the exact same thing. So let's take another caller and we'll dive in with Lisa from California.
All right, we got Lisa from California. You're live on Soulful Travel Adventures. Lisa, are you there?
All right, we'll do Jen from Florida.
All right, Jen from Florida, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I thought he said Lisa.
We did, and then we switched because she was gone.
Can you hear me?
So, what Hello? Can we do today?
Okay, so I am at this space. It's echoing, so I hope you can hear me, but I'm at this space where I'm in like transition. I found the job. I'm looking to move out soon, but it feels like drudgery, and I don't know if it's just because I'm in transition.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like really missing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Like, I'm really, you know, like, I've checked out of their life and vice versa. So now there's like this big empty space, and I'm not really finding any enjoyment right now.
Right. That's just a tricky one because of all the COVID and, you know, so all of those timelines are just so wonky and weird right now. But my question would be, how are you doing moving your own business forward, you know, while you're experiencing these obstacles? So not getting kind of anchored and distracted, you know, continue to do what you're doing, but don't let it slow you down or deter you, because that just means you can have more time and energy to build your own business. Are you still getting that out there and still anchoring in that? Because it looks like a little hit and miss all over the place.
Today I did a little more advertising, but I did kind of fall off doing that. I was trying to get my footing stable and then start opening that up again.
Right. So could you do both? Because I'm afraid what I'm seeing is there's nothing wrong with getting a job. You know, all of that's great. It, you know, bring in some income and all of that. But what it's also doing is making you feel like you're kind of getting further and further away from exactly what you want, if that makes sense. So it's kind of creating a little like, okay, so I can, you know, create all of this stuff that I want and need right now, such as the income, the home, you know, things like that. But am I going to get stuck in all of that and lose sight of who I am and what I want while I'm obtaining all that? So my question is, could you find a little more balance, like maybe set a schedule where maybe in the morning before you go and do whatever you need to do, you do a little marketing, give yourself a half an hour, an hour to do marketing, so you don't feel like you're losing sight of the most important things in your life, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, it totally does. I think that I get a little bit discouraged because I still, even after all the work that I've done, not really getting clients. So I'm looking at this as like my way out of my, you know, my situation.
Right. But again, that balance, because what you're doing is doing a hard wobble in both now. You're doing like, oh, I have to get a job because I need the income because my business isn't doing what I want it to do, which is normal. But then again, like I said, you feel like you're going farther and farther away from what you truly want. Kind of like, what's the point? Right? That's what I'm essentially hearing and seeing. But with just a little more marketing, like I said, that commitment, maybe 1 hour a day, whatever time slot you want, 1 hour a day, make that commitment to that consistent marketing would increase your business visibility, but would also not make you feel like you're losing sight of what's really important to you, if that makes sense. Like, you have to completely put on hold your business and you're going to lose sight of it.
Yes, that makes sense.
Perfect. That looks a lot more stable. And I see the relationship thing going back and forth, kind of causing a little distraction point. I don't see that you're really going to line that up for 3-4 more months. Only if everything keeps wobbling as much as it is now, if you know what I mean. So the job thing, and COVID's a big wild card. I mean, there's not much we can do about that, right? So it's just kind of throwing off your timelines, if you know what I mean, because that strong foundation. If you don't have that strong foundation, you're going to get sucked into a lot of, you know, kind of craziness with a relationship, and kind of get off and really lose sight.
So hold off for a little bit longer.
Just until you feel a little more stable, like you have the foundation of what you want in your life. And so again, like someone's coming in and complimenting it, right? You don't feel so wobbly that it could be easily kind of taken over, if you will. All right, goddess.
Okay,
bye-bye. All right, guys. So most of you probably saw that I was doing a giveaway for a free one-on-one session, a free 30-minute session. And in my 30-minute sessions, I do whatever needs to be done. So clearing out any old residual energy, getting everything lined up, getting you running optimally, boosting, aligning future timelines. The sky's the limit. I make sure everyone's running optimally at 100% by the end. So we'll have the amazing production team pick one of the live callers to win the free giveaway.
So you want me to do that right now?
Yep. Yes, please.
Just pick any of the...
anyone you want.
All right. Let's go with Susan in Ontario.
Perfect. All right, Susan, I will email you with the link to schedule your free session. So congratulations. Thank you for being here. And I'm so excited to continue connecting with everyone. And so I hope that everyone can find a way this week to love yourself a little bit more, to connect in, to have a little faith, have a little magic, and be willing to take a chance on yourself to create something beautiful. So as always, you can go to soulfultraveladventures.com if you would like to check out my work and discover our monthly membership, private sessions, and so much more. And of course, I'll be here every first and third Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Pacific. And I hope everyone creates exactly what they want this week. I hope that you can spend some time really diving into who you are on a soul level, really surrender to that. I know it's really hard to really let go and allow yourself to fully fill into everything about yourself. But if you surrender to it, you can release what no longer resonates, what no longer belongs, so much easier, so much faster. And then that's where you get to the gold. That's where you get to who you really are at a soul level. So the surrender process is of the utmost importance. So once a day, 1 week, give it a try. See how you feel. See how much you discover. And see if you can bring back the truth of who you are to your life again. Much love, many blessings, and infinite creations. And until next time, keep it real and keep it honest. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Soulful Travel Adventures. We are here to facilitate the growth you need to help you break through your limitations and ignite your soul spark so you can live your life with purpose and passion. For more information about me, Shamise Daniel, visit soulfultraveladventures.com, SOULFULL. And don't forget to tune into my show every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.